Have you ever wondered what happens in those drab metal buildings clustered together in faded industrial parks? Newly minted Community Voices producer Jim Kale discovered preparations for the Bonneville Salt Flats races going on in one of those buildings not far off I-75, just north of Dayton.
For as long as there have been automobiles, some men have tried to figure out how fast they can make them go. One of those men is Dave Pleasant. Dave's the 75-year-old owner of a local machine shop, an old-school hot rodder with the goal of going to the Bonneville Salt Flats and establishing a world land speed record for his class.
Well, the class we're running is an H. Lakester class, they call it, and that is determined by the cubic inch of the motor and the style of the car. It's originally a 74 cubic inch motor, and we've got it bumped up to about 79 right now.
How fast is that motor cranking?
About 10,500 RPM.
What Dave is talking about is going over 200 miles an hour on the Bonneville Salt Flats in a homemade car built inside a fiberglass copy of a military surplus fuel tank that used to hang under the belly of a World War II bomber, all powered by a two-cylinder Harley-Davidson V-Rod motor. So I asked Dave about how you would start to build a car like this.
It was all by the seat of your pants, you might say.
So no drawings?
No drawings. A few sketches now and then. So we started building a cage that actually fit inside of the fiberglass belly tanker. And then we put our driver in it and found a spot for him. Then we put the motor right behind him and anchored it down. And after that, we pulled everything apart and started gusseting everything and make everything stout and strong and straight. The car turned out really nice. It goes straight. It handles good. Stops good. Everybody's happy. It took about 2 years to finish it.
Looking over the sleek, well-built belly tanker, the attention to detail and pride in craftsmanship are evident. Everything about this car speaks to its purpose. Go as fast as you can. As I start to daydream about getting in and driving it flat out as fast as it'll go, a couple of other questions come to mind. How do you test it? And how do you stop it?
Of course, we have disc brakes on it, but the parachute is the main stopper. When you pop that chute, you come down from speed really quick. And as long as your chute functions properly, well, you're in good shape.
What is the record in your class?
Well, the record, we have the record right now at Ohio Mile, and that's 159 point something. But the record at Bonneville is a little over 200 mile an hour.
So you're going to go out, you're going to take a stab at establishing a land speed record in your class. When you come back from that, then what happens with the car?
If we are successful in setting a record at Bonneville, we probably won't go back. But if we get close and don't set a record, then we're going to make some changes. We'll want to go back and try again.
This year's World of Speed event at the Bonneville Salt Flats is scheduled for September 10th through the 13th. The World of Speed event has been canceled the last 2 years due to poor salt conditions. Dave and his crew are hoping for good conditions this year. For WYSO Community Voices, this is Jim Kale.